Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 10 of the People versus Chronic Illness, where we shine the light on people, real people, who are beating their chronic health issues. They either beat it or they're beating. They're in the process. And we've been hearing some amazing stories in the other episodes. But today, it's about Eileen. It's Eileen versus chronic illness. So on the line right now is Eileen. How you doing?
Hello, everyone. Hello. Eileen. I'm doing okay.
So you had a lot going on. IBS, diabetes, acid reflux, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, plus weight. It's like, where do we start? Let me just go with this.
Okay.
How were you feeling a year ago?
Oh, wow. Very crappy, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I was over 300 pounds. I mean, I have lupus as well. I have so much going on. I mean, the doctor not so long ago told me, you're like a walking time bomb. I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, I don't know. I can't figure you out. You have so much going on in your system. Excuse me. And I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do? So obviously medication. They kept popping me with medication after medication. And the one that really messed me up was prednisone. That blew me up.
Right.
And it got to the point that I'm like, okay, I've had it. I got to do something. I've been wanting to go vegan for years. I just didn't have a route. I didn't know how to go about doing it. So I told my doctor, I told him, that's it. It's over. I'm going to do this. I'm going to heal myself. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know how doctors are. They give you that look like, yeah, right. That's not going to happen. And I was like, okay. Cause you know, they want the business of, you know, giving you more meds. And I'm like, right, watch. So he was like, if you're going to taper off your prednisone, make sure you taper off monthly. Don't do it too fast. So obviously, me being the patient, I didn't listen. So I went too fast and, you know, it hit me hard. And I'm like, I can't keep doing this. Because then my adrenal glands got to the point that they got so weak and so accustomed to the prednisone. And they weren't doing their job. And I'm like, really? So he kept telling me, you know, we have to wake them up. You have, you know, also adrenal fatigue. And I'm like, oh, here we go. It was like every time I went to see him, it was like another thing added to the list. I'm like, no, I can't deal with this. So obviously I want to thank Griselle for introducing me and for you for developing the program, because if it wasn't for this, I'm still tapering off meds and I'm still, you know, in that detox period still, but I feel better. You know, I've lost like 40 pounds with it. I'm still in the goal of losing more because I'm also want to do other stuff. And, you know, I'm feeling good. It's just,
you're on a journey.
I'm in that process right now of tapering off meds still. So that's why I kind of felt bad when I was trying to do the poster.
You're on a journey right now. And
right.
It's a process. And we get a lot done in 120 days, but sometimes there's more. So let's go back.
Okay.
Let's start with the irritable bowel syndrome. How did that affect you?
Meds. It was a combination of meds. Obviously, also mood, you know, your mood. It depends on, you know, especially when, because I'm the type that I get angry easily. I get frustrated easily. I'm always like, ugh. So obviously, you know, your stomach's up. And they got to the point they diagnosed me with IBS as well. I'm like, really? So I was like, I'm not taking meds for this. There's got to be another way of dealing with this. So with the tea and everything, it kind of like, it was gone. I was like, wait a minute, this is crazy. It's gone, you know? But I don't know. It's the IBS was one of the things. But my biggest issues for me was like the joint pains, the dealing with the medication, trying to taper off from them. That was like my biggest thing. Yeah, I know it took longer for me. I know I didn't get to finish on time. It took me, instead of 4 months, it took me 7 months. But still, I felt like, okay, you know, I'm still working on it.
Right. Yeah. Different people, different things, you know, that's all.
Yeah.
But what about the diabetes? Now, your A1C came down 10 points, right?
Oh, yeah. My doctor called me, and I even have it recorded. She congratulated me. She was like, just calling to let you know that I just got your blood work, and you went from a 7.0 to a 6.0, so whatever you're doing, keep it up. And I'm like, if only she knew, you know. And I was like, I am going to keep it up because I want that off record, too. I don't want to be a diabetic person anymore. I want that off record.
Right.
The same thing with my sleep doctor. He, you know, they gave me the, you know, I also have sleep apnea. So they gave me the machine, and we kind of made a bet. I was like, okay, this is it. I'm going to bet you that by a certain time, I'm not going to need this machine. So he's like, all right. So we kind of like shaked on it. And I was like, that's it. You'll see me in a couple of months. I'm returning the machine because I'm not going to need this anymore. So he's pretty impressed because the last time he saw me, he was like, wow, you lost like 20 something pounds back then when I saw him. And he was like, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up. I might end up taking you off the machine. I'm like, ah, yes.
You got to tell him, eat the sunlight.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, you know, especially if you jump into the ETS Masters, which is 8 months, you could bring that 6.0 down to a 5.0.
But yeah, if I can bring it down or just completely be off of it, and, you know, not be considered on record, on medical records, that I'm diabetic, I'm good.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The acid reflux, that's something that goes away real fast. I would think it went away.
Oh, yeah, because it got to the point that every time I ate something, with this program, I also found out, like, I pinpointed exactly what, you know, what food causes that acid reflux. I'm like, oh, so this is it. Every time, you know, and I kind of like test myself. I say, oh, I'm going to eat this just to see how it works. Oh, so that's what's causing it. So then I was like, okay, that's it. Now I know what not to eat. And then obviously with the tea and the, you know, fruits and veggies, I was like, that's it. Acid reflux is gone.
And your psoriasis, you were broken out all over?
Oh, yeah. I had really bad psoriasis. I had them in my elbows, back, especially my knees. They had, you know, I had that crusted, thing on your skin. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? So obviously they put me on meds. I still take the injection. But I feel like it with this also, it's helped to alleviate. Like, it hasn't come back. Like, usually I get like a spot or two on the skin, and I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, it's coming back again. But now with this, not now. Now I'm like, oh, clear. I'm clear. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. But, you know, it's been great. I mean, like I said, I got to thank Grisel. I got to thank for introducing me and for you for developing this program. Because for me, it's like, finally, I found something course-like that, you know, it's structured. And it's like, okay, you got to do this. It's like, you have to do this. And that's me. I like to have something, like, you know, structured. If not, I won't follow.
Yeah, that was one of the things I had in my mind when I was creating the ETS 120, is that, you know, there's people out there that need that structure. They, you know, education can only go so far, but it needs to be, that's why we call it a curriculum. And,
right.
And set you off on that journey. So what about your RA pain?
They're diminishing. I have my days, of course. It depends on weather. I always tell everyone, just call me. I'll let you know what's the weather because I can feel it. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're so silly. But, yeah, I have my days when I can sense, you know, but it's not as severe like before, that I usually used to be like on the floor, or I'll just lay down on the sofa and I'll tell my daughter, just bring me a chair because I can't even get up to use the restroom. And, I don't want to be on a walker or anything. So it got to the point that she had to get a chair from the dining room, and I literally had to walk with the chair to the bathroom because I was such in pain. And I was like, that's it. I can't deal with this. And then with the, you know, drinking the tea and following the program, I'm noticing like, oh, wait a minute. I got this. Now I don't feel no pain. I'm out. I'm dressed. I got dressed and I'm out. I'm out of the house. It's not like before I was like dragging my knuckles. In other words, I'm like, oh, another day of pain, but not no more. Now I just like, wait a minute. I have energy. Let me take advantage. I'm out.
It's pretty liberating.
Yeah, that's how it is now.
It's pretty liberating, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And so, all right. So we know Grisel introduced you to this program, who I interviewed a few episodes ago. She's one of
yes.
my all-stars, if anyone doesn't know who she is. And she went from 16 meds to zero. What was it that caught your attention? Was it her getting better?
Well, it's funny because when I haven't seen her in years. So when I saw her last year, as a matter of fact, the day of my birthday, I invited Maggie. Maggie brought her with her. She said, I got a surprise for you. So she came along and I was like, oh my God, Grisel, long time no see. So on that day of my birthday, she had told me a little bit about the program. And she it's funny because when we were ordering food, she ordered her salad. And I'm looking at her like, ain't you going to eat? You know, because we were at a Mexican place. And she was like, no, I'm going to stick with my salad. So when everybody left the party, it was just me, her, and Magdalene, and we were just talking, and she was like, you know, I'm doing this and this and that, and, you know, if you want, you know, let me know. And then I was like, yeah, you know how it is when someone introduced you to something, it's like, yeah, right, whatever. And then I was like, you know what? When I came home that night, I was like, you know what? Could this be my calling? Could this be it? Could this be the you know, what I need? So we communicated. And then of the month later in May, that's when she said, let's just meet me in the gym. So she immediately, and you know, told me everything. You know, this is what it is. This is what I'm doing. This is, and look at me, you know, I can see the results on her. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. And she was like, just give it a try. Don't worry. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's not for everyone. I said, all right. So I did. I became a member in May, and out of all days, I started my, you know, the ETS program on Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, that weekend it's hot dogs, hamburger time. And I'm like, oh man, this is like bad timing. I want a hot dog. I want a hamburger. Even though in the program, you know, you tell us like maybe 2 or 3 weeks later to delete that. But I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, no, I got to stick with it. I got to stick with it. So I started back in May, and it's been a godsend. So I'm thankful.
That's awesome.
I'm thankful, yeah.
I think we got to put Griselle to work. We got to send her out and find people.
Yes, yes. She's awesome. I mean, I've known her. Me and her have been, you know, childhood friends since sixth grade. So, I mean, you know how it is. You grow up, you go she went her way, I went my way, and then all of a sudden we reunited again. So that was awesome. I'm glad she's part of my life now.
Word of mouth is powerful, you know? And when you get better, you become a walking billboard. And now you're better, and now you're a walking billboard. Now you can go up to somebody. Now you can go up to somebody who is suffering lupus, IBS, or whatever, and you can be like, hey, look, I was once like you. I was taking the pills, listening to doctors, and now I'm healing.
Yes. Yeah, I keep telling, I told my doctor, my rheumatologist, not so long ago, about the program. I even took the actual tea and showed him, because I didn't have like a pamphlet or anything to show him, and he just looked at me like, okay, fine, you know, he kept typing away. And I'm looking at him like, just take a look at my tea, you know, look, you know, and I'm like trying to brag about it. Like, this is what I'm at, you know, this is what I'm doing. And he's like, yeah. But I have an appointment with him coming up. When he sees on the scale that I lost the weight, I'm going to be like, you see, I told you I'm not playing. I'm going to do this.
Hashtag shock the doc. That's what we've been doing. We've been shocking.
Yeah.
You got to tell him, meet the sunlight, because one day they may start prescribing the ETS 120 program.
Yeah, I was thinking about, because we have, I used to be a part of the Lupus Foundation, so I might as well, you know, see if I can get back to it. And because I used to also be a facilitator, and I used to have meetings and stuff, so I think I might just go back to that and see if I can let them know, you know, look, this is what I've been doing, it's helping me, maybe it'll help you too. And hopefully those who are diagnosed with lupus and other chronic illness, obviously, they will say to themselves, you know what, let's try this, and, you know, this is it. This is the program to go by.
Yeah.
I mean, that obviously I still have lupus, you know, it's still on record, and I still have some symptoms of it, yeah, but it's not as severe as it was before. It's more manageable, that's what I look forward to, like, oh my God, every time I wake up, I'm like, okay, I got energies. I got to, you know, do what I got to do. But obviously there are days that I'm like, you know what? I'll think I'll stay home. You know, I do a little bit here, a little bit there, but you know, it's not as painful as it was before. Like obviously from day one, it's manageable.
Oh yeah. And you know what? Even if all your symptoms went away on record, you would still have lupus, because they don't take it off your record.
Right. But I wonder if they do take diabetes, because I'm going to fight that, because they always have issues. You know, let me take a sip here. I'll dry mouth. I've been drinking the tea. That's why. This is my second one.
Okay. Good. So what is it about the program that you think, what was the thing that got you over the hump? Because you said Memorial Day was hard, and life is always going to happen.
Oh yeah.
You're Spanish too.
Yes. Puerto Rican. Yay.
Puerto Ricans love the party. You must have
parties all the time. We love to party. We love to eat fried food. We like our pork, our pernil, all that good. My thing is bistec. Oh, I love bistec, which is like a Spanish steak, we call it. I love bistec with totones, but that's it. It's eliminated unless I create now my own version. That's what I was telling my daughter. I was like, now that I'm into tofu and tempeh and all that, I wonder if I can create something like our Spanish food, but with that. And she was like, try it. Who knows? Right. But for me, the hump, it was, you know, it varies because, like I said, I started in May, Memorial Day weekend, which was oh my God. But I was like, you know what? I got to do this. I just kept saying, I just want to feel better. I just want to feel lighter. I just want to be able to move. Cause I'm telling you, there were days that I would go and I look like a robot. I feel like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. I needed oil on my joints. I'm like, you kidding me? And then, through the course of it, in August, I ended up going on vacation. I don't know if you remember that I used to text the coach, and I kind of screwed up on my vacation because I went to Walt Disney. Hello. So I was tempted. In the beginning, I was doing great because we went there for 8 days. By the fifth day, I was like, I'm hungry. I don't want to eat no more salads. I don't want to eat no more fruits. And there's so many things around me. And I'm like, I'm hungry. So my father was like, okay, then just get yourself something. So I'm like, but I can't. I got to stick to my, you know, the diet that I'm in. So my daughter was, I don't know, she was eating something, and I said, I want a bite of that. So I kind of like scoop on her, and I ate it, and I was like, okay, that's it. I had it. I can't do this. So I obviously, the guilt came through, you know, like the guilt trip, like, oh buddy, you just ate that, you gotta go back. So then I started texting the coach, oh, I think I did a boo-boo. So that's when they were like, okay, now we're gonna have to, you know, put you on a certain date. And I'm like, fine, I'll go back. Yeah. But that was my mistake. But it's true, like you said, you get temptations, and it's up to you to decide if you're going to eat it and, you know,
eat it
or just say, nah.
Eat it or beat it.
Eat it or beat it. But there's another saying, you know, a moment on the lips is a lifetime on the hips. Yeah. So I was like, no way, Jose.
All right. Yeah. So, food addiction is always the hardest part, especially
the first
6 weeks probably is just.
Oh, yeah. And my weakness is sugar. Oh my God. And I keep telling my friends, if you're going to invite me to your house, please don't have any cakes and pies and stuff, because sugar's the enemy. And they look at me like, really? So I have a feeling I'm not going to get invited.
All the testimonials that we were putting out and the grad posters and stuff like that, did that motivate you to keep going?
Yes. Because in the beginning, I have to admit, in the beginning of the course, I was, it felt like competition, like, oh, I got to do this. I got to lose this a certain amount of weight because, at first that was my mentality. I was like, it was a competition. I was like, okay, I got to do this. But then I said to myself, okay, wait, hold on. This is you. This is your health. You can't rush it. You got to do it. You got to go on your pace. You know, she went on her pace. He went on his pace. But now you go on your own pace. So then, you know, that's when I said, okay, no. But then every time I logged into the private, you know, the group thing, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to go on my pace. But it did help because between, you know, the motivation, I get motivated also with the daily texts that we get.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those. I look forward to them. I was like, oh, I got one. And I run to the phone. But other than that, it's, you know, because you feel like a part of a family, like, you know, like, you need it, you're wanted, you know, you're like, okay, you're part of something. So I'm like, ooh, I get all excited.
Yeah.
But for me, they really work. They really do work. I mean,
I think one of the pieces of feedback that I get often is that people get excited when they see someone else's grad poster.
Yes.
And they're like,
and celebrate it.
You don't even know the person. You're just like,
yep. I'm always, especially if it's a female, I'm like, you, I always write down, you go, girl. Yeah. I'm always like cheering them on because that, you know, we need to, you know, cheer on, because when it comes to your time, you expect, you know, obviously people to cheer for you. But I'm always like, when somebody was graduating, I was like, oh, go ahead. And then I kept saying to myself, okay, I'm going to be next.
Yeah. So before we wrap this up, let me ask you this. What are people around you saying? Are they amazed that you're getting better?
Well, it's a flip. I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's 50-50, but it's funny because with this, I'm also noticing who's who in my life regarding family and friends. And I'm like, So, yeah, sometimes I do get applauded and they're like, oh, you're doing great. But then there are others, you know, they always have their little comments and they're like, oh, you know, who she thinks she is. Now that she's healthy, she thinks, you know, blahzy, blahzy, blahzy. And I'm like, oh, if only they knew it's not a vanity thing. It's not something that to show off. It's something that, you know, you should be proud that I'm going to be here longer in this world, in other words. And, you know, I'm healthy now. Now I'll be able to hang out. I'll be able to, because before I couldn't. I mean, people would text me and call me. And I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to do anything. But then there are times that I do want to go out and nobody's available. And I'm like, really? So I'm like, okay, so I got to do this for me. That's how I look at it. Because you know how it is. All this, especially me being a mom for a 12-year-old, I always put myself in the back burner. In other words, always, you know, the last person to take care of. But now I was like, no, this is it. This is my year. I got to do what I got to do.
Well, I think people feel self-conscious too. So if the healthy person comes in the room and you're eating the salad, but they're eating the fried whatever, it's kind of like, you know, their self-consciousness kind of comes out and they make those comments, that little, them little zingers, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, who do you think you are? You think
you're yes.
You know, it's just,
That's how I feel sometimes. Yeah. And I'm like, but I'm no different from you. I mean, I keep telling them, you know, if they make it sound like I just lost the weight, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I, you know, I kept telling them, listen, I was a 300-pound person. I'm off, you know, I'm off that market now. So now I'm going to, you know, do my part and keep losing the weight. And if you want to look at me that way, then fine. If you don't, then, you know, come and join what I'm doing. You know, I even told my daughter not so long ago, I said, because it's funny, I'm losing and she's gaining. And I'm like, mama, you got to do something because hello. She was like, I want to do what you're doing. I was like, okay, fine. But we got to take it slow because, you know, she's only 12. So I'm like, you got to take it slow, but you have to start eliminating stuff from your diet first before I even get you all the way in. So she's, you know, she sees the results. And she's always telling me, well, you're getting thinner now. I was like, exactly. Nah, yeah, I preferred for you to do the same thing. But, you know, really, you're getting, I just let them be. I just let her be.
Really, you're getting healthier.
Yes. And she hates when I do groceries. Because every time I go groceries, I'm always in the fruit and you know, the veggie section. And she's all the way down in the cereal and cookie section. I'm like, no. You stay with me on this side.
There's so many skeptics out there, but proof is proof. Evidence is evidence. And, you know, we eat a lot of fruit. And your diabetes, your A1C is going down.
Mm-hmm.
That blows some people's minds. Because fruit, they think of sugar, but it's a different sugar.
For me, that's like the natural sugar. The sugar that we should be absorbing in our, not the white sugar and the other kind of sugar. That's natural. That's the sugar that we really need in our system, not that crappy white sugar that I call it the enemy.
right. All right, very cool. So I'm very proud of you. You're doing great.
Thank you.
I hope you jump into the Masters. And
I am. It's gonna take me maybe a couple of more weeks.
Okay,
I'm definitely gonna jump into the Masters.
Those 8 months are gonna.
Oh wow!
Put you over the top.
Uh oh.
You go see your doctor in 8 months after that. That's the conversation I want to hear.
Yes. Then I'll hashtag shock the doc because that's definitely, that will be the proof of the pudding. In other words, you know, like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here? And hopefully I'll be off all meds. That's my goal, just to be off meds and, you know, feel to the point that I'm like, okay, I can do this. You know, I can move around. I can socialize. I can do this, do that, whatever it is that I want to do.
You will. You're going to do it. So.
Yay.
All right, Eileen. Thank you for your time with this interview. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Kev. Thanks.
So there you go. There's Eileen and her story. Amazing stuff here on episode number 10. And if anyone's interested in the program, go to eatthesunlight.com/pages/120 or up top it says ETS 120. Check it out. There's a free webinar. You can take the webinar and just see what we're doing. We're doing some amazing things. You've seen the testimonials. You heard the podcast. Just amazing stuff. So also there's the de-stress course. You can take that for free. Just go to eatthesunlight.com and poke around and see what we're doing. And I'll talk to you on the next episode. This is Kevin W. Reese saying goodbye.